Okay, today's daf is Masechta Sota, daf Mem Zayin. We still have a little bit to do on daf Mem Vav and Beis. These are really large dafim, so we'll try to cover as much ground as we can. We're going to Amar Rabbi Yochanan, which is, about 12, 13 lines in the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. About that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, middle line. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir. Kol She'enu Malave Vim Mislave. Anyone who does not, is not malava, does not escort somebody out of town, or somebody who doesn't allow other people to escort him when he needs to be escorted. It says if he shofech damim. Why? She'ilmole livu anshe Yericho Elisha. Had the people of Yericho been malava Elisha out of their town, lo geir dubul tinokos. Then the whole situation we're going to learn about, where Elisha had a miracle and sent the bears that tore apart 42 children, would not have occurred. What's the case? What happened? Shenemar. The pasuk says. Because in Malachim Beis, Parak Beis, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayal Misham Elisha Beis El. Elisha leaves from Misham is from Yericho. This is after he fixes the water that was the bitter water of Yericho. Vayal Misham Elisha Beis El. Vahu Olev Aderech. He's on the way. Unarim Katanim Yotzum in the ear. Veiskal Suvon. These young Narim Katanim. So what are they? Are they Narim or Katanim? The Gemara will discuss. Yotzum in the ear. Veiskal Suvon. And they start yelling at him. Vayom Lo Alei Kereach Alei Kereach. Get up. Get away from here, Kereach. Get away from here, Kereach. Gemara is pashtup shot. Is that they making fun of the fact that he was bald? Kereach being the bald one. She'amru lo, because they said to him. But the Gemara says that this darshening amru lo alei, get away from here. She'hekrachta aleinu es hamakom. That what you did is that you way Rashi explains it, is that you took away our parnasa. What was the story going on here? Rashi says because shuwa mayim harayim haisa parnasa sein lahavi mayim limkor. The water of Yericho was bitter. This is Rashi on the left side, towards the bottom. Sheikh Rachman is a makam with the fourth last Rashi. So the water of Yericho was bitter. What these kids used to do is they used to bring in water from other places and they would sell it and they make a parnasa by selling the water. Elisha comes ahead and he cures the bitter water. So now he took away the parnasa from these kids. They say, get away from here, you guy, you took away my parnasa. So what's Mar says, my Na'ar and Ketanim. What does it mean, Na'ar and Ketanim? Either you're Na'ar, which is someone who brought Shtei Saros, or you're a Katan, which is somebody who's still in Katnus. What's Na'ar and Ketanim? Rabbi Lezer, says, Sheminurai min ha-mitzvos. They were cleaned out, they didn't have any mitzvos, and Ketanim shayuk b'katani amana. But they were Ketanim, they were small in their emunah, because they felt, they saw that Elisha took away this parnasa, they don't know where else they're going to get it, they lacked emunah, but the Kodesh Baruch Hu could give them parnasa from somewhere else. Tana, the Brisa says, Na'arim hayu, they were really mamish Na'arim. But was it say Ketanim? Bizbizu atzma Ketanim. They behave like children by cursing at Elisha. They behave like children. So maskele Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, wait a second. Vildil Malshe Makomon. Maybe they're talking about where they're from. Mi Loksiv is another pasuk in Melachim Beis. Va'aram Yatzu Gedudim. Va'ishbu Me'eretz Yisrael Na'ara Ketana. It says Na'ara Ketana there. Ve'kashala Na'aru Ketana. How can that be? Va'amar Rav Das Ketana de Min Nohoran. They were Ketanim from the town of Nohoran. So he says, no, these children were not from the town of Na'oran, because Hasam Lo Mefarish Makom, over there, it doesn't say where they came from. So they would say they came from this place called Na'oran, but Hacham Mefarish Makomon. But here it says where they came from. The Pasuk says, Na'arim Ketanim Yotzu Min Ha'ir, we're talking about the city of Yericho. So these kids actually came from Yericho, so you can't say that it means it's the town that they came from. So what happened? So they yell at him, Alei Kereach, Alei Kereach, Vayit Min Acharav Vayir Eim. And he turns around and he looks at them, Vayikalim Hashem Hashem. And he curses them in the name of Hashem. How can you curse somebody? You're not allowed to curse anybody. Anyway, I need to look at the answer. How do you curse somebody? So Mara, what did Elisha see to curse them? Amar, what does that mean? That he looked at them. Amar Rav Ra'a Mamash. He just stared at them. Any place that the Chachamim place their eyes, where they stare or look at somebody, there's Miso or there's Oni. So Elisha and Mamash looked at them. Shmuel Amar, what did he see? Rosh Hakulnus Abra Behen Imam B'Yom Kippur. And these were all children who were born based on a bia that took place on Yom Kippur. And that caused their misa. So what did they do wrong? So their mother and their father had illicit relationships on Yom Kippur. So why are these children deserving of death? They didn't do anything, right? Again, so that's just a question. Vayitzchak Nafka Amar Beloris Ralehen Kemoraim. He saw that they wore their hair like the derech of the Emoraim, so therefore that they didn't behave appropriately. I don't know if that's chayv misa. I don't know. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Rosh Lo Haislem Achluchus Mitzvah. Elisha saw that these kids had no mitzvos. So they said, but Dilma was a rai on the Havi Havi. Maybe their children had mitzvos. How can you kill them? They had no mitzvos. And Rabbi Lazar Lo Bam Lo Bazar Matzofa Kol Doros. He looked and he saw that for future generations there were no mitzvos that were coming out from the lineage of these kids. Again, for me a very hard gemara to understand why that. How we saw that and why that caused them to have death now. I mean, the whole thing with Yishmael, in the pasuk that Hashem says to the Malachim, oh, you can't kill him because he's going to, yeah, Bashar Hashem, the judgment he is now. And right now, you know, who knows what's going to be. Anyway, but Tetzanashtei Dubim, so the Sukkim continue, he looked at them, and two bears come out from Minhayar, but Tifkan Mehem Arba Shushne Yaladim, and they unfortunately kill 42 children. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, have machlok, Eschad Amar Nes. One said there was one nes, the Chadam or nes besoch nes, and one said there were two nesim here. What's the case? Mandam or nes, he holds Yar Hava. There was a forest over there, but Dubim lo Hava, but there were no bears. And then on the nes, Elisha brought the Dubim to come there. Mandam or nes besoch nes, who says that lo Yar Hava, there was no Yar, and there was no the lo Dubim Havu. So the Gemara asks, Vlahavi Dubim vlo Hava Yar. Why do you have to bring a Yar to begin with? You just bring the Dubim. What do you need the forest for? It says the Beisei. No, because Dubim, Rashi brings down the Beisei. The second Rashi, the Dubim are afraid to attack unless they have a forest to go back to. So even though there's a nes going on here, you still have to do a nes in the most derech teva way possible. So he created the forest so the Dubim wouldn't be afraid to attack. Anyway, so that's what happened. So the Mishnah saying that had the Anshei Yericho escorted Elisha out of the city, then maybe they would have been able to, you know, appease the Na'arim, and this whole episode wouldn't have taken place. So Amar Rukhanina, says, we mentioned that there were 42 kids that were killed. Why 42? Amar Rukhanina, Bishvil, Arbaim, Mushnaim, Karbanas, Shehikriv, Balak, Ben Moav, Hukum, Yisrael, Arbaim, Mushnaim, Yiladim. Because of the 42 Karbanas, again, the Lublina strikes again, Parshas Balak is this week, and we learned about a little bit of Parshas Balak. Right, because of the 42 commandments that Balak was makriv, 42 children from Bnei Yisrael were lost. Amy, is this true? Is this the schar that Balak got for the karbanos? The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, the Olam Yasek Adam Torah Mitzvos Afal Pi Shelo Lishma. A person should always learn Torah Mitzvos even Shelo Lishma. Shemitok Shelo Lishma Balashma. Because of the 42 karbanos that Balak was makriv, which is a Shelo Lishma, he was makriv the karbanos to try to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give him permission to curse Bnei Yisrael. Zocha v'yatzer mimenu Rus, she yatzer mimenu Shlomo. Because of that, he was zocha to have Rus come from him, and there Shlomo from him. So you see that Shlomo Melech came out from his, one of his ancestors was Balak. Shekasuv Bey, because it says in Malachim Aleph, Eleth Olos Yale Shlomo. And somehow this is, the Gemara says that this is the schar for Balak being makriv the karbanos. But that's one thing. Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Choni, Rus bito shel Eglon beno shel Balak ha'isa. How does it work? Rus was the daughter of Eglon, who was the son of Balak. I'm not sure if it's exactly the daughter or the son, but they say that they see from here that the schar for Balak being makriv the 42 karbanos was that she had Rus come from him. Not that all these 40, that these 42 kids were killed. So Gemara says, no, Tavaso Mia Leklala Have. Since his taiva was to have a klala, he needed to have some sort of schar where a curse came upon Bnei Yisrael. I don't know what this means. Because he gave the 42 karbanos, something had to happen to Bnei Yisrael, and it took until the time of Elisha for these 42 children to be killed. So now, the Gemara says, Vayomru, Anshei Yir Elisha, the Anshei Yir of the city said to Elisha, Hinei na Moshe Vayir Tov, our city is very good, Kasher Odini Ro'eh, like our master sees, and the Gemara Mishnah, and the Pasuk continues, Vamayim Ro'im Va'aretz Maskelis, but the water is bad here. So the Gemara says, Kimiakar Demayim Ro'im Va'aretz Maskelis, if the water is no good and the ground is no good, Elamato Vasa, why are they saying the Moshe Vayir is Tov? It's bad. There's no water, there's no good ground. And that's why Elisha had to cure the water. So Matova, so Amar Chanin, Chain Makom and Yosef. Even in a bad place, the people who live there always defend that where they live. They think that where they live is good. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosh Chinos. There are three places where people, even if it's not so great, people think that it's good. Chain Makom, people like where they live. Chain Makom and Yosef. The citizens of a town always think that their town is good. Chain Ishal Baila. Even if the woman is not so gorgeous, the husband always, you know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. The husband always believes that she's beautiful. Chain Mekach HaMekacho. And so, to someone who buys something, even though if it's not so good, he thinks he got the best deal. Tana Rabbanon, Shlosha Chaloyin Chal Elisha. Three times Elisha got sick. Echad Shegira Dubim Besinokos. One was a punishment because he sent the Dubim onto the children. The Echad Shaduchavol Gechazi Bishtei Yadayim. And one is that he pushed away his servant Gechazi with two hands. He didn't give him a chance to be Choser. The Echad Shemespo. Another one is going to bring them that he died because of the Choli. Because the Pasuk says, V'net Shenemar V'Elisha Chala, one, Eschalio, two, Asher Yomuzbo, three, that he died. So Chala is one Choli, Cholio is the second Choli, Asher Yomuzbo is the third sickness. The Tana Rabbana on the Olam Te Simol Docha the Yamin Karebis. We're talking about here about someone's giving Musar. You shouldn't push people away with two hands. You should always be pushing away with the left, but bringing close with the right. right? And lo kalusha shdekapol gechazi b'shtei yadav, not like a lishu pushed away gechazi with two hands, velo kiyishu ben prachya shdekapol echam mitalmidu b'shtei yadav, and not like yishu ben prachya who is doche from one of his talmidim b'shtei yadav. So it's interesting. State who is this Talmud that Yeshua and Parakhi pushed away? We'll try to talk about it in a few minutes. Elisha Mahi. What's the case of Elisha? Diksiv. This is talking about after Elisha had been dealing with Naaman, and Naaman wanted to offer them a money reward for curing his leprosy, and Elisha says no, and Gehazi ends up taking some money from Naaman. So what's the pasuk? Malachim Beis Perakei Pasuk Chaf Gimel. We're towards the wide lines in the on Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We're sort of where the line starts. So what happens? Vayomer Naaman, Vayomer Naaman LeGeichazi Ho Akaki Karim. It says, take the Kikarim Kesef, and Geichazi takes from Naaman Kesef, and he also takes clothing. Uksiv, and then it says, Vayomer Elav. Elisha says to Geichazi, Lo Libi Elav. You didn't do what I want. Kasher Hafach Ishmei Al Merkavos LeKarshecha Ha'Eis LeKachas LeKesef LeKachti BeGodim VeZaysim VeKaram Nitzon LeBakar Vadim Mishvachos. It was now the time for you to take all these things, these eight things, BeGodim VeZaysim VeKaram Nitzon BeBakar Vadim Mishvachos. So Gemara asks, "When we shakal kulahai, did Gechazi really take all these eight things? Kesef begadim who to shakal? The pasuk only says he only took clothing and some kesef. So what does it mean? Amar Yitzchak ba'osu shah ha'Elisha osek b'shmona shratzim. During that time, what was going on here? Elisha was learning the parak of shmona shratzim, which is the 14th parak of Masechta Shabbos, right? And Amar lo, and he says to Gechazi, Russia, you're such a Russia. Higia eis lichol schar shmona shratzim. You're taking now. We're learning the shmona shratzim. Now you're taking the schar in this world. You're taking the schar in monetary and physical things." Right, so he says, and then he cursed him. The tzaras that Naaman had should be on you and your children all along, and that's exactly what happened. And then it says, these are the four people who ended up finding the town that was deserted by the army. Right, this is Gehazi and his three children. So Elisha pushed him away with both hands, called him a Russian, and he cursed him. Then what happens? Vayelech Elisha Damesek, and Elisha ends up going to Damesek. What lama halach? Why does he go there? Amar Yochanan shehalach lach zero legechazi b'shuva. He wants to go bring Gechazi back, but lo chazer. But Gechazi doesn't come back. Amar lo, Elisha says to Gechazi, chazor b'cha, come back. Amar lo, kachlok ulani milchak. He says, no, I have a kabbalah from you. Kol mi shechot to the hechlias harabim, ema sleeping yodol asa tshuva. I was chote and machi harabim. I caused other to sin, and I don't, the gates of tshuva close off to me. This all happened because Elisha pushed him away with two hands. My Ovid, what did Gechazi do that caused others to sin? My Ovid, ikad amri evan sho evas talalo lechatos yerovam. So some people say that there was this big statue that Yerovam put up in the middle of the road. So Gechazi attached these magnets and some magnetic field, and it looked like the statue was flying. So people were led askew by the flying pestle that he had. Vehemido ben Shemayim Laaretz, and therefore it was floating in the air. Vigad Amri Shashem Chakala Puma. He did some sort of thing where he put the Shem Hashem in the mouth of this egel, and it would speak Anochi Lo Yelecha, and people would think that it was mamashas to this egel, right? He didn't allow the Talmidim to go from Elisha. He didn't allow the Talmidim to go learn by their Rebbe. Because it says after Elisha was docha Gechazi, by Yom of Neinavim, the Neinavim said to Elisha, he named Nahamakom Asher Nachnu Yoshim Shalom Fanecha Tzari Menah. We can't get to you. And the Gemara says, until now it wasn't dachik. Mashmah, Gechazi didn't allow them to come back. All this happened. Elisha does all this because Elisha pushed him away with two hands. Okay, now that's the next case. Yeshuv and Prachi Mahi. What's the case of Yeshuv and Prachi? And when Yonah was killing off all the Rabbanon, so what happened? Shimon ben Shetach Amtinu Achte. Shimon ben Shetach was saved by his sister Shlomtzion Malka, who was the wife of Yonah. And Rabbi Shuv ben Parchia Azal Arak. He ran away to Alexandria Shlom Mitzrayim. He ran away to Alexandria. He have Shlomo when they were Shalom. When Yonah stopped killing everybody, Shalach Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach sent a message to Yeshuv ben Parchia, and he wrote the words: Mini Rishlaim Yir Kodesh Lach Alexandria Shlom Mitzrayim Achosi. From here, Yeshua ben Parakha knew that there was peace. So he comes back. So Ki Asa, when he's coming back to Yishlaim, Iklal Hu Shbiza, he comes to this inn, Kam Kamaya Bikar Shapir, and this Balas Oksanya gave them a lot of kavod and took care of them very nicely. Avid Lady Karatuva, and he did a lot of kavod. Yosef Kamishtabach, so Yeshua ben Parakha is sitting there and he's Mishabeh, how wonderful Kamano Aksanya Zo, how wonderful this Aksanya is. Certainly Echam Mitalmidov, one of his Talmidov says, and here's an interesting, the Tosos Rosh and a lot of the other Mepharshim say that this, who is this Talmidov? It's Yeshua Nochri, Notzri. It was Yeshu. So there's a machlokas whether it was actually the same Yeshu.
Chronologically,
right. So it's difficult. It's difficult if you go according to the chronology that the Umos HaOlam have. But the Ramban says that they say that Yeshu was about 70 some odd years before the Chorban HaBayis. The Ramban says no, it was 200 years before the Chorban HaBayis. And the Sefer, that's when Yeshu was. The Sefer Dora says could very well Yeshua brings down that Yeshua ben Prachi lived a long life. So he was at the time he lived for all these years. So he could have been at the time also. But others say that no, this isn't the Yeshua Notri. This is a different person called Yeshua Notri. But it was obviously it's the censors took this out of the Gemara because it see that whoever this Yeshua Notri was, he was pushed away with two hands and he's chote machti the rabbin. We'll see. So not a very positive reflection on this Talmud. So he said, the Talmud says, Rebbe, Enea Trudos. Why are you being Mishabach? Her eyes aren't so pretty. Her eyes are circular. Somebody Russia, Kakata Osik. What are you? You're looking at an Ashes Ish? What are you doing? You're such a Russia. So, Apek Abra Mea Shipuri, Vishanti, he took out 400 people and he put them in Nidui. So, Ko Yom Osulakame. Every day this Talmud came back to try to come back, that Rabbi Shua would take him back. Lo Kibble, Rabbi Shua didn't take him back. Yom Achad, Have Kari Kriyashma. Rabbi Shua is saying Kriyashma. Osulakame. And this Talmud comes to that he wants to do tshuva. Have Bidaita Likabluye. And Rabbi Shua wants to be Makabli. But Achvele Bidai. He basically says, wait 1 minute with his hands. But the guy thought that he was being pushing him away again. Azul Zakiv Lebente. He put up some sort of stone for Avodah Zara. So Amr Lei Chazer B'chan. Then Yeshua comes back and says, "Why don't you be Chazer B'tshuva?" Amr Lei Kol Mekach Mekabel Mimcha Kol Cholti Ma'achti Tzarab Me'emas Pipim Yodalas Tshuva. The Amr Mar. What did this guy do? Kishef He the Kishuf Hesis V'Idiach V'Hichti Yisrael. He was Machti Yisrael with his Kishuf and with his wizardry, so to speak. So you see again, you're not supposed to push away two people with two hands because that leads to trouble. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Tanya Rav Shimon Ben Elazar Omer Yetzer. Tinok v'isha t'yismol doch v'mikareves. All these three things: your yetzer hara for tashmish, how to deal with your children, and how to deal with your wife. You should push away with your right hand, but with your left hand, but bring close with your right hand. In other words, don't push away the yetzer too much, because then you're not going to be osik and puravu. Don't push away your children too much, because then they may rebel. And don't push away your wife too much, because you want her to behave appropriately. And so you can push away with your left, but you have to bring close with your right. Okay. Now we're up to the Mishnah. On the bottom of Zion. Okay, so the Mishnah is now dealing with the case of the Egla Rufa, but before they actually kill the Egla, before they actually kill the Egla, you find out, or someone tells you that they know who the murderer is. And the Egla Rufa only comes if we don't know, or if there's no one anywhere in the world that knows who the murderer is. We don't need actual Eidos that can be Mechayev the murderer, we just need somebody who knows, just need knowledge of who he is. So Nimsa HaHoreg, you find the Horeg, you find the murderer, Achlo Nerfa Egla, prior to the time that you actually cut the neck off of the egla. So Tetzev et Sirav Eder. So let the egla go, and it can go ahead and it's mutaris b'hana, because it's like chulin. It doesn't have to be. It's mutar b'hana. It goes out and it's a regular cow. Misha Nerfa. But if you find the horig only after the egla rufa, the process is done. Shemisha for egla tikaver mekoma. There now it's asr b'hana because it was done. What was done, the mitzvah to it was done, and it's finished, so it has to be buried right there in its makom. Shal sapek basa, it came on the sapek of who the rotzeach, mishilasa, and kippur sveik of ahokalo, and it did its job. And now that we find out afterwards who the rotzeach is, doesn't matter. The egla was done, the egla rufa was done appropriately, and therefore it's aser bahana. Okay, nerfa egla, if the egla was nerfa, va'achakach nimsa horeg, and then you find out who the horeg is. The horeg is not potter. It doesn't potter him from his onesh. He still has, if there are Edom Ksheirim that come with Edos Gemurah, this is the murderer, he's still Chayav Misa. Next case, Eid Echad Omer Isis Ahorig. One Eid testifies that I saw the Horig, therefore we should not do Egla Rufa. Eid Echad Omer Lori Isis. Whatever his testimony was, says you didn't see it, so therefore we have Edos Mukheshes. Therefore, or another case, also Isha Omeres for Isi, Isha Omeres Lori Isa, Lori Is, how you owe from? They would do the Egla Rufa here because each aid cancels the other aid out, and they're not believed, and we still have a suffix who the Rotzeach is, and with the suffix who the Rotzeach is, then you have to do the Egla Rufa. Next case, Eid Echad Omer Isi, one aid says I saw, Shnayim Omer Lori Isa, two say you didn't see, how you owe from? They would do because the two knock off to one. Shnayim Omer Ma'ino, we did see who the Horig is. The Echad Omer Lahem Lori Isim, Lo Ayer Ofim. Then we wouldn't do because the two trumps the one. Okay? Misha Rabu Harots Khanim, when the murderers became abundant, Butl Egarufa. Then we no longer needed the Egarufa because I don't know why exactly, the Mepharshim talking about it. So just because there were a lot of murderers, it doesn't necessarily mean we knew who this murderer was. So the Mepharshim explained that when there were a lot of murderers, so Mustama, somebody saw it happen, and this may be afraid to testify. So Mustama, somebody saw what was happening. These murderers that we're talking about were famous people, and therefore there's no somebody somewhere in the world knew who did the murder, and therefore the Egarufa is not necessary. Misha Ba Eliezer Ben Dinai Utchina Ben Prisha Hayinik. Hayanikra Chazalik Rosso Ben Haratzchan. This is one of the murderers, Elisha Ben Dina and Tchina. These were two Rotzlim that were known that days. And Tchina was Ben Prisha originally. He was called, but Chazalik Rosso Ben Haratzchan. Then they called him Ben Haratzchan because of what he did. And Misha Rabu Hamin Afim, when the adulterers became abundant, Pasku Ma'ayim Amarim. So the Ma'ayim Amarim wouldn't test the Sotas anymore. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Hivsikon. He stopped it. It was Rav Yochum Mazakar. He stopped it. Shenemar, we learn this in the Gemara. The Pasuk says, Lo Efkod, we'll read the whole Pasuk in Oshay, Lo Efkod, Livdok as Anashim, Al Benosechem, Ki Tizanena, Baal Kolosechem, Ki Tinafena, Vigam Ki Heim. Also, because of the Baalim, the whole thing, we learn in the Gemara, that from this Pasuk we learned that if there's Neof going on, then the May Sota don't check anymore. Okay. Misha Mes Yosef Ben Yoezer, Ish Sreda, Yosef Ben Yehuda, Ish Vishlaim. When this Zug died, Batloha Eshkolos, the Eshkolos. Were Bata. What's the Eshkolos? So Rashi says, Rashi on the left side says, the Gemara is going to explain all the things that are going on, but by Eshkolos he says, Ajimei Noya Machlos B'chachma Yisrael. Until these people died, there was no Machlokas, but afterwards, these were the first people who had the Machlokas about Smicha, and that's how Machlokas started. Shenemar, the Pasuk says in Micha, Ein Eshkol Le'echol Bekura. Ivsa Navshi. And the Pasuk continues, Abid Chosim and Aretz V'yashav Adamayin. They learn that from that Pasuk. The Gemara will explain. They learn from this Pasuk that the Eshkolos would have stopped and then Machlokas came around. Yochanan Kohen Gadol Heavier Hodas HaMaiser. He took away the Hodah of Maiser. They don't see Vidui Maiser anymore. And the Gemara is going to explain because what happened was that when Ezra came back, he said not to give the Levium didn't come with him, so there was a knas that they shouldn't give the Maiser Rishon to the Levium. So therefore, you can't say in the Vidui Benasata Levi, and you can't say Nisativa Levi, you can't say Sisi Kolchar Sertzi Visani, because you didn't do everything. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Apu, also he, Yochanan Kohen Gadol, beat the Lesa Me'orin. He was Mevatel Me'orin, who these were the Levium who used to sing a shir of the Korban every day, which it says Urolam Elo Tishon. Tomorrow we'll talk about that. Esa Nokvin, and these are also the Nokvin. What they used to do is they used to smack the forehead of the Egel of a Korban, that some blood would come out between its eyes, so it would make it easier to be shechted. And Yochanan Kohen Gadol with Mevatel this Minog, because it looked like they were Baal Mum. Again, the Gemara will discuss that. Ad Yomav, until the days of Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Hayapatish Makib Yushalayim. A hammer used to bang in Yushalayim. This is talking about on Chol HaMoed, because it was some sort of Dabra Avod that was going on here. But Yomav, and he was Mevatel it, because people didn't know the halachas, that only Dabra Avod is allowed to do. Dabra Avod, a few other things, halachas allowed to be done on Chol HaMoed, so he was mevatel that. And in his days, they no longer had to ask people whether they were mafrish demai, because he made a takana that anyone who buys food from an amaretz has to be mafrish. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Minayinch im nerfa ha'eglov achak nimsa horeg ein poteroso. So where do we know that if the egla rufa's ceremony takes place, and then we find the murderer, that the Egel Rufa does not pater the murderer. Egel Rufa doesn't pater. Talmud Omar, Ula Aris lo yichupa ladama sheshupach bo ki im bedam shivcho. This is an extra pasuk, because the pasuk beforehand says, v'lo sichu kofil nofesh rotzeach. You can't take money in the hand, you can't bribe his way out of the punishment. Now it says, Ula Aris lo yichupa ladam, so it comes to teach us that even if the Egel Rufa took place, then the ma'aser retzach is not forgiven. Eid echad omer reisi es ahorek, and another eid says, lo reisi. When they would, so one and one, they would do the Egla Rufa. Taima, the reason why they do it, the Machishle, because the second aid is Machish. Halo Machishle, had it not been Hachash over here, Eid Echa Meheman. One aid would be believed. So Mar says, Me'on Hanemili. Usually says, Alpish Naim Eid Milkum Dover. We had this Gemara similar early on regarding the Sota. It's the exact same Shaka Batari that's going to go on. Right? Eid Echa Meheman, Me'on Hanemili, the Tanar Rabbanon. The time we learn in the Brisa, the pasuk says, "Lo noda mihi kol." Full pasuk says, "Ki matzachol ba'adam asher Hashem lakech nosin lachol rishda nofa basada." Lo noda mihi kol. Ha, but noda mihi kol. If somebody knows who hit him, I feel echabasofa olam. Even one person on the other end of the world. Lo hayu ofrim. They went to orphim. You don't need edus. You just need knowledge. Difference between edus and knowledge over here. Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, "Minayin Sanhedrin Jaro Echad." Shahara gets a nefesh. Imar kumino so shlohayo over. Hey, no, the Sanhedrin is another thing. Sanhedrin, either they saw it, but they don't know who the guy was who did the murder. Even in that case, there's no egla rufa. Tamid lomar ve'einenu lo ro. Pasuk says that the Zekanim say ve'einenu lo ro. We didn't see it, right? Hello, roi. But if they did see it, then there's no egla rufa in that situation either. So Gemara says, Hashta de Marta eid echa mehema. Now that eid echa is believed, the second one that comes, heichem machi machishle, hakei du hakasha. Any place that the Torah believes one aid, it's as if they're two. You can't have one against two, because the first one's considered two. So it's one against two, and therefore in that situation, there should not be Yegla Rufa. So Ula says, you're right. In that case, if the aid echad comes first and says that that he did see it, and another aid comes and says he didn't see it, the first one's considered like two aidim, and therefore there is no Yegla Rufa. He says, no, you're right. They didn't do Yegla Rufa. Rechia says, no. Tani hayu orfim. They would do it. It's not really, he's establishing the mission of the way that we have it. So Gemara says, "Rabchiya kasha de ula." What about ula's dictum that you're not allowed to have that the first aids believe like two? So he says, "Not lo kasha kan." By the mission in our case, it's b'vas achat. They came together. So we didn't pass him based on the one yet. He didn't have the nemanus of two yet, right? But v'kan the din of ula b'zer chazer. So now they come one after the other, so they come one after the other, so we believe the first one like two. So Gemara is now going to ask some question on Rabbi Chiya. Sorry. So Tanan, Eid Echad Omer Isa Sa Horeg. The Mishnah says, one Eid says they saw the Horeg, Ushnaim Omer Lori Isa, two say you didn't see, so they're Hayu Orphan, so you would do a Rifa. So Mashma, the Diuk is, Hachad Vachad, if it was one against one, if it was only one against one, then lo hayu orfim. It's Mashma only because there are two, do we say that they don't do the Egla, they do the Arufa. But if it was only one against one, you would have orfim. To you, to Rechiyu, that's a question to you, Rechiyu, who says one against one, you held that they would not do Arufa. So the Gemara says, L'tameich, Eim HaSeifa, look at the Seifa. Shnaim Omer Inu, two say we saw, therefore we should not do the Egla Arufa. The Eid Echad Omer Lori Isem, so you went to you, lo hayu orfim. Mashma Hachad Vachad, hayu orfim. That's mashma the other way, so you can't have any rayas one way or another from the back part of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Ella, the Gemara is going to say that why are there two cases here? That these two cases, similar to what we learned earlier, these two cases make a diuk about eid echad. Ella masnis and kula, the entire Mishnah. The time mission, meaning not the first part of the aid, but the second part, Masnis and Kula, B'Psula Edus, with yelling about P'Psula Edus. The person who says, right, they're both, the one and the two are P'Psula Edus, and Kidder Rabbi Nechemya, going according to the dinner of Rabbi Nechemya, the Amar, who says, Kol Mokash Mina Torah Eid Echad, any place where there's Ne'emanas for Eid Echad, Halach Acharov Deos, and Asu Shnei Nashim B'Ish Echad, Shnei Nashim B'Ish Echad. Again, Rabbi Nechemya says that if any place where we have Ne'emanas of Eid Echad, all the rules of Edus go out. We are allowed to believe one. We're allowed to believe Psula Eidos because we just go according to the Rov Deos. Two women trump one kosher man. It's the same. It's the same thing. Just going according to the Rov Deos because all the rules of Eidos are tossed, right? So therefore, in our case, we're just going according to Rov Deos. So the Gemara brings that. The Mishnah brings two cases. One case where Rov Deos said prove that there should be a Rufa, there should be an Orif in the Egla. And one case where it says that they shouldn't be Orif. The Ikad Amri, and others say, Kol Hechad Asa Eid Echad Kashim Eikara. Some say, no, any time where there's Nehemanas and Eid Echad, if the first Eid Echad that comes is a Kashir Eid, then a few may nush him, even if 100 women come afterwards, Ki Echad Damian. They're only considered like one, and meaning that they can't be Makashim, because the Nehemanas of the first guy is like two, because he's an Eid Echad, he's believed. The 100 women are only like one, and the first guy wins. Right? V'hachlan, what's our case? B'maya Eskinuk Nunda Asa Isha Meikara. Now, we're talking about a case where Apostle Eid comes first. And this is how you explain Rabbi Nechemya. Rabbi Nechemya, Omer, Kol Mokam Shmini Torah Eid Echad. Any place in the Torah believes Eid Echad, Halach Acha Rov Deos. Go according to Rov Deos. U Asu Shtei Nashim B'Isha Achad. So two women equal one woman, right? Shtei Nashim B'Isha Achad. They equate two women against one woman, similar to two men against one man. Meaning you go according to Rov Deos, but they have to be equivalent type of Eidim. But if it's two women against one man, it's kipagam kagdam. It's like half and half. So they're considered shakal. Therefore, if they are, they do give the edus toke deivu of the rishon, then it's eight against eight. So it's still a suffix. But if these two women only came after the first testimony of the first one, then the two women is not believed against the eight echad who's believed like two. And that's how you explain our Mishnah, that a woman, the woman saw Ra'isiyas Ahorig, and then two women came and said, Lo Rasa. So in that case, even if it's after Kedei Dibur, the Edusim is Mevatelas, according to the dinner of Nechemya, because one, it's the same thing, one against two, they knock her out. It's Mevatelas, and it's as if we don't know, and therefore they're Orfim. In the case of two women, Sirinu, Ve'echon Ameris, Lo Re'item, then they would do the Arifo. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's only Psule Edus. So the Gemara says, "V'tarti psulei edus lamali." Why do we need two cases? The whole din is we go according to Rov Deos. So why do I need two cases? Ma'od detainu because lina b'asar Rov Deos l'chumra. You would think I only go according to Rov Deos l'chumra. When they're saying over here, the chumra means that we do the egla rufa. That's the chumra. Aval l'kula, but the kula meaning that we shouldn't do the egla rufa low, that we wouldn't listen to go according to the Rov Deos. Kamash malan. Then even in the second way, the gam l'hakel, gam l'kula, not to do the egla rufa, we say go after Rov Deos. Okay. Misha Rabu Harotzchim, right? Then they were Mavatal Egla Rufa. So Tara Marbana, Misha Rabu Harotzchim, when the murderers became abundant, Bagla Egla Rufa, why? Lefish ain't a Bagla Asafik. It would only come about based on a Asafik if we didn't know who the murderer was. But Misha Rabu Harotzchim Begoloi, when the Rotzchim would be more brazen and kill in public, Bitla Egla Rufa. The Egla Rufa was Mavatal because it's no longer considered Lo Noda Mihi Kao. Again, I still don't understand. You still don't know who the actual murderer was. Sure, the Mefarshim talk about that. Misharabu Hanoafim, when the adulterers became abundant, then the pasuk Mayim Amarim. So Tana Rabbanon, the pasuk and the parsha Soto says Venika Ish Me Avon, right? Bizman she Ish Menuka Me Avon Hamayim Bokin Is Ishto. Ain't Ish Menuka Me Avon Ain't Hamayim Bokin Is Ishto. So you see over there, it has to be the Ish has to be clean of sin. The Omer, it brings another pasuk from Hosea, Lo Efkaro Benoseichem Kitzis Nina. It brings another pasuk. So Gemara says, Maiva Omer, what's the extra pasuk that you bring down here? You just learned a pasuk from the Torah. What do you need this pasuk from the Vim to tell you? The Chitema, you might think, Avon di Dei Ein. Only if the husband himself did an Avera about that he did Niuf. But, the Bane Debante Lo, but if his sons and his daughters are Noafim Lo, that wouldn't stop the Mayim Marim from working. So comes this pasuk, Tashma, Lo Efkaro Benoseichem Kitzis Nina, Valkaloseichem Kitzis Lafena. That even if your children or your daughters and your sons, if they're doing niyuf, I'm not gonna have the mayim arim check you. Meaning, if niyuf is rampant and you're not makbid on the niyuf that's going on in your family, or you're not makbid on the niyuf that's going on in your town, the mayim arim are not gonna work. It's an extra thing. You might think that only if it was actual adultery with an ashes ish. Right, if it's of an Ashes Ish, but of on the Pnuya, which is a little, if you have an affair with a Pnuya, someone who's not married, which is a little lesser of an Avera, still a big Avera, of on the Pnuya low, it wouldn't be Ma'aki, the B'dikas Amayim, Tashma, the Pasuk continues, Ki heim im hazonas yifaredov im akadeshos yizbacheyu, that if they're Noaf if the husband's Noaf with Pnuyos who are Zonos, that also, like yifaredov, like a Sus or a Chamor, that the Brisa continues, that's also going to stop the Meimarim. So this Gemara seems to be a Raya. There's a Machlokas Rambam Rashi of what sin of the husband would stop the Meimarim. The Rambam says any type of illicit relationship. And the Rashi said that only if you had a relationship with your wife after the Kinyan Stira, like on the way. That's the type of thing that's considered the Avon of the Baal to not permit the Meimarim to work. Seems from here, at least to me, it looks like there might be a Raya here to the Shita of the Rambam. But I think even here Rashi explains the way that the Rambam learns it. Okay, anyway, just a horror. So the Gemara continues, the continuation of the Pasuk is, Maiva amlo yovin liyolave, and the nation won't understand. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, says, they don't understand why, even though there were so many sotos, the Mayim wouldn't check them. Therefore, the Torah Pasuk says, Amar Lam Novi Yisrael, imatem makpidim alatzmechem, if you're makpid and you watch yourself from the sin of niyuf, Mayim bokim yisoseichem, then the warrior is going to check your women. So it's sort of counterintuitive. The more niyuf there is, the less the ability of the Maimarim to check. Okay. Misha Rabu Balei Hano. When the people who used to go after their taivas, and therefore they're not the Mayan to look what they're actually talking about Dayanim, and they're not Makri to check at the actual din, they go after their taivas, this Avu Adinim, Venis Kalkum Amaisim, the Ein Noach Labaolam. Then the Nevi'im would not pay attention about the Esra Heter, because they would just go after the Hana, they go after guess who would pay them more. So the Skalkalo Maisim and all the bad Maisim happen, and they know Ba'olam, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't have Nachas Ruach. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Nachas Ruach when Mishpat is done, not when there's judgments are skewed. But and continues, Mishan Rabu Roy upon him, when the Roy upon him, the Machnifim, who would be Maki upon him in the base in the Beis Din, they would the judges would recognize people in the Beis Din. Then Batil Losaguru, the Pasuk says Losaguru Mipnei Ish. Right, Pasak, and also the Pasak says, Lok Sakiru Panim Bamishma, that goes away. Upoku Ol Shamayim, so the Ol Shamayim comes off of people, because now they see that all you have to do is know the judges, and you'll get your way. V'nosno Aleim Ol Basar V'dam, and now what they do is, the Ol Basar V'dam goes on to the meaning that they would leave the courts of the Jews and go to the courts of the Goyim, because the courts of the Jews were now corrupt. Misha Rabu Loko She L'chishos, and when the Tetonim, who used to come to Beis Din, and give the judges, whisper in the judges' ear, and give them tainos for their client, so to speak. Right? Mishel Rabu Lochoshe Lechishos Badin Rabu Charon Af Yisrael. Now Charon Af became abundant in Yisrael. V'nistak Lashchina, and the Shchina went away. Mishum Shenamar. The pasuk says, "Bekarav Elohim Yishpot." When is Hashem here? When there's Mishpat. But when there's no Mishpat, right? The pasuk says, "Bekarav Elohim Yishpot." But when there's no Mishpat, then the Hashem is no longer amongst us. Misha Rabu Achrei Bitzam Libam Holich, when it became abundant, the people who would go after what they desired, Rabu Haomrim Lara Tov Latov Ra. Those what people said now, good is no good, it's bad is good is bad, and Misha Rabu Haomrim Lara Tov Latov Ra, Rabu Ho Hoba Olam. Woe came into the world. Misha Rabu Moshe Harok, when the people who used to spit long distances became abundant, Rabu Hayihirim. So then all the gaiva came. A lot of gaiva came. Why? If you spit a long distance, it shows you don't care. It's just disgusting. You don't care. You're showing the gaiva that I don't care what anyone else thinks. I'm just going to spit. So when the people spat long distance, gaiva and gasei ruach came to the world. Then nisma'atu atalmidim, and talmidim became less because of their gaiva that they were spitting. They weren't in into mishamish, and they wouldn't be chozer, right? They wouldn't do anything. They had all this gaiva. The Torah chozeres alomden. The Torah is looking around to find somebody to learn. Usually we go after the Torah, in the cases where there's gaiva, the Torah is looking for somebody to learn it. Misha Rabu HaYehirim, when all the Baal gaivas became abundant, Hischilu Benosh Yisrael Yinasu Yehirim. Benosh Yisrael got fooled, and they saw these people who looked on the outside, they looked like they were good people, but really they were fooled by their outside appearance, and really these were Baal gaiva. Right, Mishra Yehirim, Hischilu Benosh Yisrael Yinasu Yehirim, She'ein Doreinu Ro Elsel upon him, because this generation only looks on the outside. It doesn't look on the inside. It doesn't look on what matters most. Lots of mussar in this in there. Whatever. So Al Tistalka B'Kankan Al Mashi Yeshbo. That's it. But Eini, is that really true that they would do this? V'Hamamar Haman Dimayar Filu Ayn She Basi Lo Mikado. Mar says that one who has this yura, one who has this arrogance, even the daughters of the house wouldn't be Mikado him. So what do you mean they married them? Says here that they wouldn't marry them. They would recognize it. Shenemar Geber Yahir Lo Yinve, but Lo Yinve Alfil Banavish Shelo. He wouldn't be accepted even in his house. The woman wouldn't treat him properly. So Mar says Mikar Kavtzale. Originally, what would happen in these situations? The woman would see from the outside, and they would be attracted to them and get married to them. Uvasof Mitzalayev. In the end, they would, during the relationship, they would realize how empty and how false these men are, and then they would no longer give kavod to their husbands in their house. The marriage essentially would break down. Misha Rabu Matile Mulai Abali Batim. What happened here? The Dayanim would give their wares to the businessmen and allow the businessmen to sell their wares, and they would get a good price for them, so they had the favors were now bestowed upon these Dayanim from these businessmen. So Rabba Hashochat, the bribery came over by Tayas Mishpat, and they would skew judgment. Upaska Tova, and all good was lost. When the Baal Yedinim used to say, you know what, I recognize the Tova that you'll do for me, so you recognize the Tova that I'm going to do for you. So then what happens? Rabu Isha Yashav Ein of Yasa. And everybody would do whatever they wanted. Shfalim Hugbu Vagbolim Hushpalu. The low ones, lower people were raised, the higher people were brought down, because there was no fear anymore. Umalchusa Azlo V'Nalva. And the Malchus of Yisrael dissipated. It went away. Again, Mishpat. You have to do Mishpat. Misha Rabu Tzarei Ayin. When the Tzarei Ayin, people who don't give away their money, the misers, B'Torfei Tarif and the Gazlanim, Rabu Ma'atzmei Leiv, B'Kovtzei Yadayim, Mila Havas, for Avraham Ashikasa Batori, Sharmalacha Pain, right? So when these people would close their hands, and they wouldn't even lend money, so they were over the Torah that says, Lo Tzametz Levavcha, and you shouldn't close your hand from your Achicha, right? Misha Rabu Nituyos Garon Umaskros Enayim. When the women who used to go with the stretched out necks became abundant, they used to walk out, they used to walk haughty. So then Rabu Mayim Amarim. So then they became that led to Niyof, and the Mayim Amarim would be more cases of Sotos. Ella Pasku. But because it became so much, like we learned before, you had to stop it because it was no longer a viable option because there was too much Niyof going on. Misha Rabu Mikabli Matanos, when a lot of the people started to collect all the Matanos, Nismatu Hayamim, the days got shorter, and Niskashu Shanim. People used to die earlier. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Sona Matanos Yichel. Only if you hate presents, that's when you live. That leads to life. Misha Rabu Zuchuche Leiv, when became abundant, people who would just be somech on their own understanding, and they wouldn't listen to what they heard from the Rebbe, what they heard from the Rav, and they would be somech on their own understanding of what they thought was appropriate way to behave without having the Gedolim or the Poskim agree to what they were doing. That what happened there, Rabu Machlokes be Yisrael. That led to Machlokes in Yisrael. Misharabu Talmidei Shammai Nehillel Shelo Shimshu Kol Tzarchu. When the Talmidim Shammai Nehillel became abundant and they weren't Mishamish, the Gemara says they weren't Mishamish to Rabbeim appropriately, so they were lower Bucky in all the ins and outs of the Dinim. Rabu Machlokas be Yisrael. That's when Machlokas in Yisrael came about. Vinesis Torah Kishtei Torahs, and as if that there were two Torahs. One says Mutter, one says Aser, and one says Matar, and one says Matame. That's when two Torahs come out. Misharabu Mekabli Tzedakah and Ovei Chachavim. When it came abundant, the people who gave tzedakah, who accepted tzedakah from Ovei Chachavim, Hayisrael Lamala Veheim Lamata, Yisrael Lefanim Veheim LaAchvar. And the Gemara is doing a nice lashon, but basically what it's saying that it says when they start taking tzedakah from the Goyim, then Yisrael used to go down and the Umos Olam would go up, and Yisrael used to go out from being closer to Hashem, and the Umos Olam would end up being closer to Umos Hashem. Okay, we'll stop here.